Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I wanted to talk to you about something that's been referred to as the skinny on fats. You know, for a little colloquial terminology there, because one of the great misunderstandings that occurs in today's dietary lexicon is this terrible misunderstanding of fats. And it has led to this gross obesity problem that we have in this country, continuing degenerative diseases, simply because we stopped eating animal fats and we started eating vegetable fats. And I'm going to talk to you about that, some of the history behind it and what's going on. Now, nature stores energy in fat. For every gram of carbohydrates, for every gram of protein, there is about 4 calories of energy in those two, but in a gram of fat, there's 9 calories of energy. And fats from animal and vegetable sources give us this concentrated source of energy in the diet. And they also provide the building blocks for our cell membranes and hormones and hormone-like substances. And when you have fat in your meal, it slows down the absorption of the food so you can go a lot longer without ever feeling hungry. And in addition to that, the fats are the carriers for the important fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K. And the dietary fats are needed for the conversion of carotene to vitamin A, for the absorption of minerals, and a lot of other processes that occur inside the body. But the politically correct nutrition out there is based on the assumption that we should reduce our intake of fats, particularly saturated fats from animal sources. And fats from animal sources contain cholesterol, which is presented as, you know, the twin villain of a civilized diet, fat and cholesterol. So the theory that is called the lipid hypothesis is that there's this direct relationship between the amount of saturated fat and cholesterol in your diet and the incidence of coronary heart disease. And this was proposed by a researcher named Ansel Keys in the late 1950s, and I've talked about him in past shows. In fact, he's the one who created the K-rations for our fighting forces in World War II. They were called K-rations after him. And so the numerous studies have since then have greatly questioned his ideas, his data, his conclusions. Nevertheless, what he wrote received far more publicity than the alternative views. So the vegetable oil and the food processing industries, which are the main beneficiaries of any research that found fault or problems with the competing traditional diet of animal fats and butters and creams and cheeses, those alternative industries kind of got pushed back because it was the unsaturated, the low-fat diets, they got the further research trying to support its own hypothesis. So the most well-known advocate for the low-fat diet was Nathan Pritikin. And actually, Pritikin advocated, he was known for pushing his low-fat, the Pritikin diet, but he also advocated the elimination of sugar, the use of raw foods, the use of whole grains, and a strenuous exercise program. But, of course, it was the low-fat aspect of his regimen that received most of the attention. So those who followed his diet found that they lost weight, their blood cholesterol levels dropped, their blood pressure dropped, and the success of his diet was probably due to a number of other factors having nothing to do with the reduction in dietary fat. I mean, weight loss alone will precipitate a reduction in blood cholesterol. And due to his dietary design of raw foods and whole grains and strenuous exercise, you're going to lose weight. And if you're going to lose weight, you're going to have lower cholesterol. But Pritikin found out that the fat-free diet presented a lot of problems, not the least of which was the fact that people just couldn't stay on it. Because those who possessed enough willpower to remain fat-free for any length of time developed a whole lot of health problems. They developed low energy, difficulty in concentrating, depression, actual weight gain, and mineral deficiencies. So Pritikin may have saved himself from heart disease, but his low-fat diet didn't spare him from cancer. And so he died in the prime of life of suicide when he realized that his Spartan regimen couldn't cure his leukemia. And we shouldn't have to die either of heart disease or cancer or consume a diet that makes us depressed, because problems, when the problems with the no-fat regimen became apparent, Pritikin introduced a small amount of fat from vegetable sources into his diet, something like, if I remember right, like 10% of the total caloric intake. And today, the diet dictocrats are advising us to limit our fats to 25 to 30% of our caloric intake, which is about 2.5 ounces or 5 tablespoons of fat per day for a diet of 2,400 calories. And so when you look deeper into fat intake and the avoidance of animal fats, they say the diet dictocrats is the perfect health. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com, and I'm talking about the craziness that's out there in the low-fat regimen that is still being promoted to this day. As I was preparing my show, I had the TV on in the background with a local news channel for local weather, and they were showing some issues going on in school lunches. And the kids were being fed chocolate, low-fat chocolate milk. That was the carton on their tray. And I thought, holy smoke. I am so happy my kids, well, I got grandkids in elementary school now, but I'm just so glad I'm past that now. Low-fat chocolate milk. How much sugar is in there? And the fat that's in whole raw milk is actually beneficial to the body. But I'll get to that in a few minutes. So these experts with the low-fat diet nonsense out there is trying to assure us that this lipid hypothesis, which is what it's called, is backed by incontrovertible scientific proof. I mean, most people would be surprised to learn that there is, in fact, very little evidence to support the contention that a diet low in cholesterol and saturated fat actually reduces death from heart disease, or in any way might increase your lifespan. Now, this is really important, what I'm going to tell you right now, and I want you to pay attention to this, because before 1920, coronary heart disease in our country, America, was very rare. It was so rare that when this young internist named Paul Dudley White introduced the new device from Germany, the electrocardiograph, the EKG, to his colleagues at Harvard University, they suggested that he should concentrate on the more profitable branch of medicine. That's the truth. You're not going to go anywhere with this because there's nobody with heart disease. What's the matter with you? So the new machine would show the presence of arterial blockages, and it would permit, you know, early diagnosis of coronary heart disease. But in those days, clogged arteries were a medical rarity. So he had to go out looking for patients who could benefit from his new technology. Now, during the next 40 years, the incidence of coronary heart disease rose so dramatically that by the mid-50s, heart disease was the leading cause of death in America. And today, heart disease causes at least 40% of all U.S. deaths. I mean, you know, as if we had been told that heart disease results from the consumption of saturated fats, if that's true, then you would expect to find a corresponding increase in animal fat in the American diet. But actually, the reverse is true, because during the 60-year period from 1910 to 1970, the proportion of traditional animal fat, And I'm talking about fatty pieces of meat. I'm talking about bacon, sausages, this kind of stuff. The proportion of traditional animal fats in the American diet decreased from 83% down to 62%. And the consumption of butter plummeted from 18 pounds per person per year to only 4. So if these things were causing heart disease, when they were greatly decreasing in the content of our daily diet, you would expect a corresponding drop in heart disease. But heart disease jumped to where it was hardly known at all in 1920. 3.5 decades later, the number one killer in America. Something else was going on. And so during that same period of time, the percentage of dietary vegetable oils in the form of margarine and shortening and refined oils increased 400%, while the consumption of sugar and processed foods increased 60%. Something else is going on. So the Framingham Heart Study, I know you've heard of that. It's often cited, interestingly enough, that's where Doug Steffen lives, is in Framingham. But the Heart Study is often cited as proof of the lipid hypothesis. So the study began in 1948, and it involved some 6,000 people from the town of Framingham, Massachusetts. And two groups were compared at five-year intervals, those who consumed little cholesterol and saturated fat, and those who consumed large amounts of cholesterol and saturated fat. And after 40 years, the director of that study had to admit, and I'm quoting from his study, quote, in Framingham, Massachusetts, the more saturated fat one ate, the more cholesterol one ate, the more calories one ate, the lower the person's serum cholesterol. We found that people who ate the most cholesterol, ate the most saturated fat, ate the most calories, weighed the least, and were the most physically active. Now, I want to explain to you why that happened. I mean, the study did show that those who weighed more and had abnormally high blood cholesterol were slightly at more risk for future heart disease. But the weight gain and the cholesterol levels had an inverse correlation with fat and cholesterol intake in their diet. How could that possibly be true? Well, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So how is that possible? Well, in a multi-year British study that involved several thousand men, half of them were asked to reduce saturated fat and cholesterol in their diets and to stop smoking and to increase the amounts of unsaturated fats such as margarine and vegetable oils. And after 1 year, those on the so-called good diet, meaning stop eating animal fats, stop eating butter, eat more margarine and vegetable oils, they had 100% more deaths than those who were on the bad diet. The bad diet meaning animal fats, sausages, butter. But in describing, and also those that were on the bad diet continued to smoke. Now think about that. At the end of the study, and it was a multi-year study, those that got rid of animal fats, those that started getting their fats from margarine and vegetable oils, died 2-1 in a ratio of those who continued to eat animal fats and continued to smoke. So in describing the study, the author ignored, for the sake of public health policy in the United Kingdom, that preventative program was probably effective. It's probably effective to give up animal fats and to get to margarine and butter, or margarine and vegetable oils. Now, the United States Multiple Risk Factor Intervention Trial, the MRFIT, M-R-F-I-T, that was sponsored by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, compared the mortality rates and the eating habits of over 12,000 men. And those with so-called good dietary habits, reduce saturated fat, cholesterol, stop smoking, showed a marginal reduction in total coronary heart disease from their overall mortality from all causes actually was higher. They showed a little reduction in coronary heart disease, but the cause of death from all-cause mortality, that means everything. Car accidents, falling down the stair, anything that could kill you, was a greater increase in those who went on the so-called good diet. And there were studies, and then similar results have been found in other studies. But the few studies that indicate a correlation between fat reduction and a decrease in heart disease also show a concurrent increase in deaths from cancer, brain hemorrhage, suicide, and violent death. I know in my own practice, when I'm dealing with a mother with a teenage daughter, more so than boys, a teenage boys put on a little weight, they don't care. Girls put on a little weight, it's a kiss of death. They'll do anything they can to get rid of that. And they start starving themselves. And they think that by eating animal fat, by eating bacon or a steak or this kind of hamburger, not the bun and the artificial oils that are in that hamburger, but the hamburger itself, somehow will make them fatter. When they cut all that natural animal fat out of their diet, they begin to be very depressed and start having mood swings and a lot of other problems that are addressed simply by our moving away from our traditional diet. There's one more study that I wanted to mention, but I think I'm just going to get to the studies that challenge the whole idea of the lipid hypothesis, because there's studies on the other side of the fence that will underscore why there was no heart disease prior to 1920 that added up to anything significant whatsoever. We're going to continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and stick around for these other studies. We'll be right back.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. While staffers continue the debt ceiling discussion in hopes of avoiding a default, President Biden will take off for a G7 summit in Japan Wednesday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The president also has to focus on making sure that we don't default. And he'll be able to do that and have his team do that while we're at the G7.
Kirby said the administration, however, is reevaluating the earlier planned trip to Papua New Guinea and Australia next week. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you.
That's because you live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Green Bay gets an 8 out of 10 on the Value Index, which considers several factors, including median household income, housing affordability, and crime rates. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida.
Correspondent John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So while it's true that the researchers have induced heart disease in some animals by giving them extremely large dosages of oxidized or rancid cholesterol, amounts that would be 10 times what you would find in the ordinary human diet, several population studies squarely contradict the cholesterol heart disease connection. A survey of 1,700 patients with hardening of the arteries conducted by the famous heart surgeon Michael DeBakey found no relationship between the level of cholesterol in the blood and the incidence of atherosclerosis. There was a survey of South Carolina adults that found no correlation of blood cholesterol levels with the bad dietary habits. And by bad, I'm putting that in quotes, of course, because the considered bad diet would be the use of red meat, animal fats, fried foods, butter, eggs, whole milk, bacon, sausage, cheese. And a medical research council survey showed that men who ate butter and ran who were eating butter ran half the risk of developing heart disease as those who use margarine. Now, mother's milk, interestingly enough, provides a higher proportion of cholesterol than almost any other food. It also contains 50% of its calories as fat, much of it saturated fat. And both cholesterol and saturated fat are absolutely essential for the growth in babies and children, especially the development of the brain. And yet, the American Heart Association is now recommending a low-cholesterol, low-fat diet for children. Mother Nature says no, high cholesterol, high fat. The American Heart Association, now, but what do I mean by Mother Nature? Mama's breast milk, for Pete's sake. Yet the AHA, American Heart Association, wants a low-cholesterol, low-fat diet for children. And the commercial formulas are low in saturated fats. The soy formulas of the baby formula stuff is completely devoid of cholesterol. And so there was a recent study that linked the low-fat diets with failure to thrive in children. First question, we have a large pediatric practice, and the first question I will ask a mother who's new to the clinic, because she's heard from other mothers. She brings in her child, and she says, I don't think he's growing fast as he should. And I said, tell me the diet. That's the first question I ask. Tell me the diet. I don't need to know if the father and the mother are tall or short or round or square. Tell me the child's diet. And almost invariably, the child was not breastfed, and it was fed from a can. There are over 300 identifiable ingredients in mother's milk. Read the ingredients on a can of formula. There's about anywhere from 9, 10 in some, up to 15 in others. 4 or 5 of the words there are different words for sugar. If that can was not loaded with sugar, those kids would never eat that stuff in the first place. Anyway, there's numerous surveys of traditional populations that have given us the information that is flat out an embarrassment to the diet dictocrats. For example, there was a study comparing Jews when they lived in Yemen, whose diets contained fat solely of animal origin, to the Yemenite Jews that were living in Israel, whose diets contained margarine and vegetable oils. And it revealed very little heart disease or diabetes in the Yemeni Jews, but high levels in the Yemeni Jews that were living in Israel. And the study also noted that the Yemenite Jews consumed no sugar, but those in Israel consume sugar in the amounts equaling any 25 to 30% of their total carbohydrate intake, which is what you're going to see in a can of infant formula. And a comparison of populations in northern and southern India found a similar pattern. The people in northern India consume 17 times more animal fat, but have an incidence of coronary heart disease 7 times lower than the people who live in southern India. The Maasai in Africa and kindred tribes of African peoples subsist largely on milk and blood and beef, and they are free from coronary heart disease, and they have excellent blood cholesterol levels. The Eskimos, they eat liberal diets of animal fat from fish and marine animals, and on their native diet, they are free from disease and exceptionally hardy. When they start eating the American diet that was introduced to them, they get fat and sick. And there was an extensive study of diet and disease patterns in China that found that the region in which the populace consumes large amounts of whole milk had half the rate of heart disease as the districts in which only ate small amounts of animal products. And people often point, the China study. There is hardly a more poorly put together study based on causation rather than actual scientific research trying to show that a animal-free diet is better for you than animal fat. So there are several Mediterranean societies. This is where the Mediterranean diet comes from. This shows that low rates of heart disease, even though fat, including highly saturated fat from lamb and sausage and goat cheese, can make up as much as 70% of their diets. The inhabitants of Crete, for example, are remarkably strong for their good health and longevity. There was a study of Puerto Ricans that showed that although they consume large amounts of animal fat, they have a very low incidence of colon and breast cancer. And a study of the long-lived inhabitants of South Soviet Georgia, well, it's not Soviet anymore, but they eat a diet that is mostly fatty meats. and they have the longest living people on the planet. In Okinawa, where the average lifespan for women is 84 years, longer than in Japan, mind you, the inhabitants eat generous amounts of pork and seafood and do all their cooking in lard. And none of these studies are ever mentioned by those who are urging the restriction of saturated fats. Now, the relative good health of the Japanese, who have, as a whole nation, the longest lifespan, is generally attributed to a low-fat diet. Although the Japanese eat few dairy fats, the notion that their diet is low in fat is a myth, because it contains large amounts of eggs and pork and chicken and beef and seafood and organ meats. And with their fondness for shellfish and fish broth that they eat almost daily, the Japanese probably consume more cholesterol than most Americans. But what they do not consume a lot of is vegetable oil or white flour or processed foods, although they do eat white rice. And so the lifespan of the Japanese has increased since World War II with an increase in animal fat and protein in the diet. But those who point to the Japanese statistics to promote the low-fat diet fail to mention that the Swiss live almost as long as the Japanese on one of the fattest diets in the world, and tied for third for the longevity lifespan, Austria and Greece, both with very high-fat diets. If you're just coming in towards the end of the show, I'm Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show with Doug, who will be coming up here before too long. But I'm talking about the nonsense that came out of the lipid hypothesis and the fact that we need to move away from animal fats into vegetable fats. But this one last example is the French. I mean, anyone who's eaten his way across France, as my wife and I have twice, and you look at the French diet, just loaded with saturated fats, butter, eggs, cheese, cream, liver, meats, very rich pâtés. Yet the French have a lower rate of coronary heart disease than many other Western countries. In the United States, for example, 315 of every 100,000 middle-aged men are going to die of a heart attack this year. In France, it's 145. In the Gascony region, where the goose and the duck liver are a staple of the diet, the rate is remarkably low, 80 per 100,000. But here in America, 315 per 100,000. And this phenomenon has, it's the international attention, is what they call the French paradox. Now, the French do have degenerative diseases because they eat large amounts of sugar and white flour. But the overall death factor, I think it's attributable to the fats, makes up an awful lot of understanding as to what's going on here. So where am I going with all of this? Well, I can go into a lot of greater depth into this, but the much maligned saturated fats, which Americans are always trying to avoid, are not the cause of the modern diseases. They're absolutely essential to body chemistry. Because remember, before 1920, diabetes was the number 10 killer, according to the CDC. Diabetes, or cancer was number 10. Diabetes wasn't even on the chart. Heart disease wasn't even on the chart. Now, what's the deal about saturated fats? Saturated fats constitute at least 50% of all the cell membranes in your body. That's what gives your cells the necessary stiffness and cell wall integrity. And they play a very vital role in the health of our bones. For calcium to be effectively pulled out of the blood and into the bloodstream, at least 50% of your dietary fat should be saturated. And I tell this to my osteoporosis patients, and they argue with me. Well, if I do that and get stronger bones, then I'm going to have a heart attack and die, so what difference does it make? And I got to go back to square one and start all over again. When you have a low indication of LPA, a lipid substance, in the blood, it indicates a proneness to heart disease. But these fats protect the liver from alcohol. It protects them from toxins. It protects a saturated fat in your diet, in a study, has been shown to protect your liver from the damage that Tylenol can create. Half of your immune system is based on fats. And they're needed for just so many other things that I can go into. I don't have time for here. But this is probably one of the main reasons why there was such a virtual dearth of chronic degenerative diseases in America 100 years ago. But when we started bringing in large amounts of white sugar and large amounts of white flour and moving away from animal fats into vegetable fats, that's when the disease processes began to explode inside this country. Now, you can go on the internet and research and study these things for yourself. And saturated fats versus, unsaturated fats. There are some unsaturated fats that are absolutely essential for health. The EPA, the DHA, extremely fragile fats. You never cook in these things. You get these from your foods, primarily from fish. But they show up in other sources. But in raw nuts, walnuts, pecans, pistachios, macadamia nuts, some of the healthiest nuts on the face of the planet, in a raw form. And then, of course, butter. And if you're going to eat butter, I recommend grass-pastured butter. Just as if you're going to eat red meats, I suggest not the commercial stuff that's loaded with pesticides and herbicides and hormones and antibiotics. But the beef that was raised in a grass pasture that ate grass, and the butter that came from those animals, and the whole raw milk that came from those animals. That's what our ancestors ate without a whole lot of disease. And then I didn't even get a chance to tell you how incredibly valuable cholesterol is to the human system. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug and talking about some more things that are relative to health. You can hear the podcast that I have as well as Dr. Ken at thegooddayhealthshow.com. There's hundreds of things there, and you can hear my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Three after the hour, Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted NUCA chiropractor and GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. People come from all over the country. Was it last week or the week before? We were talking about this lady that came down who listens to us up in Alaska, came to see you. How'd that work out? Is she okay?
Yeah. Oh, great. I saw her twice, and she's in her high 80s, like 87, 88.
Mm-hmm.
And she just couldn't be happier because she stood up straight, walked with significantly reduced pain.
Right.
But right after I saw her, I saw some fellow from Montana. So my last two patients were both out of state.
And they both came from listening to this program.
Well, of course.
Other than Montana. Okay, so that's the story. Dr. Jack fixes whatever there is that needs to be fixed. Find out. Go to Jack's website, jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com, and figure out what the heck is going on in your body by having Jack work you over. One of the interesting things as we look back on the podcasts that are available, they have so many different places to get information. Good Day Health, Jack and Ken both do an hour of Good Day Health, the podcast that are basically a summary of the conversations. Jack, in the most recent podcast, gives you a step-by-step detail on how you can conduct your own in-home allergy test, which would be pretty cool because this has been a horrible year for allergy problems. So check that out. All these the podcasts are available without charge at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have had somebody who sent me a note and wanted to know more about autism. There was a story about a youngster who's graduating. This is graduation time. So a college valedictorian who hasn't spoken at all in her life because of autism delivered a commencement speech using the technique you print and put it up on a screen. And I guess when I saw that, I thought we ought to talk a little more because it does seem to be an epidemic. Autism, ADHD, that sort of thing. You have some strong feelings about what causes that, Jack, I know.
20 years ago, the rate for autism was 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now here in Utah, it's 1 in 35 for boys and about 1 in 40-something for girls. But it's below 50 nationwide. One in 50 births are going to end up with autism. During the developmental processes in utero, mom is exposed to so many toxic chemicals. Now, the EPA has identified over 30,000 toxic materials that are in our environment that weren't there 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Involved with hair care, hand cleaning, stuff
sure.
around the house, stuff on the farm, stuff in our cars, stuff in our schools, everywhere, all this cleaning stuff. Not just cleaning stuff, but all other kinds of chemicals that Mother Nature never heard of.
Disinfectants. We went crazy with hand sanitizers and that sort of stuff during COVID. And that stuff can't be good for you, and you wonder about other things.
There's also some information that indicates that a woman taking acetaminophen during pregnancy has a higher chance of an autistic child. Vaccines get a lot of the blame, and there's substantial evidence for that. But it's not just vaccines, because there are unvaccinated kids who are now starting to develop some autism in the last few years. After birth, they seem to be fine, but a year, two, three, four, 5 years after birth, they start developing some autistic tendencies because they're picking up some kind of environmental poison that's toxic to the central nervous system. And especially with a developing brain, it's very difficult to back down out of it. Now, you can. GAPS is one of the most powerful influences out there. The gut and psychology syndrome of Dr. McBride out of Oxford, England, has a dietary program just called GAPS. You probably search GAPS.com. Mary and I are GAPS practitioners, and in fact, trained by Dr. McBride. So to rebuild the microbiome of these children before they get too old, before they get into their secondary sexual development. So in the first, at least the first decade of life, there's a good chance to reverse a lot of this. But it's simply the environmental poisons that did not exist 20 years ago in our environment. And 20 years ago, we're talking about the beginning of the new century.
Yeah, this is not
a long time ago. That's how recent we're talking. Yeah.
So one of the things, when I hear you talking about that, I think about this product Balance 7 that improves the acidic and alkaline balance in your body. I know that you are a strong believer. That's the GAPS thing. And so anybody who's interested in having their body balanced out, you might call 800-793-9039 and get the deal to balance your body with Balance 7. All right, Jackson, thank you. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health Program, now 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Thank you.